Good morning. This is Akashvani Gohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that Ukraine and Russia need to find ways to resolve the ongoing conflict between the two nations. He assured that India is ready to play an active role in every effort required to bring peace. During his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Modi said that India has actively planned peace efforts and that our approach has been people-centric. He said that India supports sovereignty and territorial integrity. Talking about his recent visit to Russia, the Prime Minister said he had clearly stated that a solution to any problem is never found on the battlefield but comes only through talks, dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister expressed gratitude to the Ukrainian President for helping evacuate Indian nationals and students during the initial phase of the war. He assured that India is ready to provide any humanitarian assistance. The Education Ministry has directed all states and union territories to implement the Guidelines on School Safety and Security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with POXO guidelines. They contain provisions for fixing the accountability of school management regarding the safety and security of children studying in government, government-aided and private schools. Additionally, the guidelines provide measures for preventive education, accountability of various stakeholders, reporting procedures, concerned legal provisions, support and counselling, and a safe environment. Mission Director Samagra Shiksha Nagaland Thompson Naro Iyer said the state is focusing on improving the learning outcome of students through various interventions. She said this yesterday during the inauguration of the new school building of Government Primary School, Aoyim Village, under Jumugidima District. Iyer maintained that the NEP 2020 is a competency-based education and urged the teachers to ensure that every child acquires great appropriate competencies. She also pointed the NAS 2021 and FLS 2022 reports of the Ministry of Education, where the state achievement level remains poor, and called on all stakeholders to work hard. Lauding the community leaders for coming forward with their contributions in constructing the new school building with above the sanction budget made by Samagra Shiksha, Iyer said, active community participation in school is extremely vital to achieve the desired outcome and encourage the villagers to continue nurturing the school and let it grow into a high school or higher secondary school in future. EAC Dimapur Sardar Zawiyadur L2 yesterday launched the City Barn Health Centre at Nagar Shopping Arcade Supermarket, Dimapur. The City Barn Health Centre aims to encourage the young people to build their confidence. Exhorting the participants, Zawiyadur called upon youngsters to be more vigilant on their socio-psycho environment as they have been confronted with multiple life pressure due to rapid urbanizations in the state. Director of Bethesda Youth Welfare Center, Dimapur, Jenitan Hamjoy, highlighted the purpose and mission of the City Barn and how this approach could help youngsters going through psycho-social issues. Department of Land Resources, Twensam, PMKSY, WDC 2.0, in collaboration with Sao Chang Government College, celebrated the National Space Day under the theme Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India Space Saka, at the college yesterday. Delivering keynote address, Assistant Inspector, Department of Land Resources, Twensam, Amos Kiam, emphasized the importance of recognizing India's advancements in space science. He encouraged students to consider careers in science, underlining the significance of commemorating India's progress in this field. Dr. Lanu Rendla, principal of Sao Chang Government College, highlighted the achievements of Chandrayaan 3, India's latest lunar mission. She remarked that this mission solidifies India's position as a major country player in the global space community, being the first country to reach the moon's south pole. Dr. Lanu Rendla urged students to draw inspiration from this milestone and strive for excellence. To mark the occasion, a sketching competition was also organized. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.